Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy. When will you ever come in here with a smile on your face, Daddy?
Now, what have I got to laugh about? I'm not drafted, am I?
Is it Snooks again?
Yes. Today, my boss gave me a day off, and I thought I'd sneak away to the races and have a little fun. I got in my car when nobody was looking and headed for Santa Anita. As I drive along the boulevard with an independent air, I feel like a millionaire. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da! Oh, hot dog. This is one time I shook the kid.
How, Daddy?
Oh, nuts. How did you get behind that seat?
I climbed in when you wasn't looking.
Oh, this is the last straw. There isn't a child in the whole world who'd conceal herself in a daddy's car and trail after him.
I did.
I know you did. And I've a good mind to let you out right here on the road and make you find your own way back home. Get up off that floor.
I can, Daddy. I'm all twisted up.
What's all my tools doing scattered in the back?
I wanted to sit on something soft.
So you sat on a wrench. You're lucky you didn't get injured when I went over a bump.
The hammer made a lump on me.
Well, you shouldn't have bent your head down.
It wasn't mine.
I don't care about that. Get off the floor and come in front with me.
All right. Are we going to see the races, Daddy?
You're going home.
I want to see the race.
No.
I want to see the race.
Oh, all right. But if we weren't so close to track, I'd turn right around.
Why?
Because you're a very bad girl. You might have injured your spine sitting in that cramped position. Does it hurt you?
Only where the hammer hurts
me. I told you to forget that. Don't you know what your spine is?
I learned it in school.
Now, what is it?
It's a long chain of bones.
That's right.
And your head sits on one end and you sit on the other.
Wonderful. Sounds like your school is a home for broken-down joke writers. Well, here's the track.
Where's the horses, Daddy?
Inside. Now, let's go. I don't want to miss the first race.
Why?
Because it's a baby race. They're always good to watch.
Is babies going to race?
No, horses are going to race.
To have babies?
Forget about the babies. Now, come on, hurry up. Hang on to my coat.
Why?
Because I don't want you to get lost in the crowd.
Why?
You may well ask. Duck under that turnstile while I give the man my pass. Don't waste any more time.
What's that, Daddy?
Oh, the first race. Now we've missed it. The horses are running.
Will they run out here?
No, they run around the track.
Don't they ever walk?
Only when I bet on them. Will you get under that turnstile? You're holding up the line. Go on.
All right, Daddy.
Well, maybe I saved myself a couple of dollars on the race anyway.
How do you know who's going to win?
Oh, I got a system. I add the jockey's weight to the number of letters in the horse's name and select the smallest number. If he's a favorite, I play him to show.
What does he show, Daddy?
That means to run third.
Do you ever win?
No. But yesterday I broke even. And, brother, how I needed it. Well, there's the track, Snooks. See the horses on the far turn?
I want to go home.
Oh, Snooks.
I want to go home.
Now, don't start to beef.
I want some beef.
I'll buy you a hot dog as soon as I make a bet on the next race.
All right. Who's that man on the track, Daddy?
Where?
Riding the horses. He's a jockey?
Oh, no. He's one of the outriders. He'll go with the horses to the post. He'll blow the bugle in a minute.
Little boy Boo, come blow in your nose. Then keep
horn!
Your...
Blow your horn!
He blew it, Danny. Make him blow it again.
I was correcting you. Now, here come the horses. Let's look them over.
Which one are you going to bet on?
Well, see that number six? Mm-hmm. That's Motorman. He's an outsider.
How did he get in?
No, I mean, he's a long shot. Yeah, I think I'll put $5 right on his nose.
There's more room on the other end, Daddy.
Come on.
Walk over to the mutual windows with me, and I'll place the bet.
No, place it here, Daddy.
I want the $5 window. This is the $100 window.
Why does this window cost more?
Because it does.
Is it better for us?
Oh, don't stall now, Snooks. You'll make me miss this race. Come on.
All right.
Now, here we are. $5 on number 6, please. Thank you.
Let me hold the ticket for luck, Daddy.
Well, all right. But hang on to it. Now, let's hurry. They're at the post.
Where?
Right there. See, they're ready to go in a second. Uh-huh. Our jockey looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. He's got pretty pants.
They're off.
No, they ain't. He's still wearing them.
No, look. The horses are running. Now, pull for our horse, Snooks. Come on, Motorman.
Come on, Motorman.
They're at the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's Motorman?
I don't know. I'm only watching the first 6 horses.
Where's Motorman?
Maybe he's waiting for a streetcar.
There he is, trailing the field.
Is that good?
Well, that's smart riding. See, the jockey's saving him.
What for?
For the stretch.
Can he stretch him that far?
Oh, watch the race. We gotta bring Motorman in.
I want a hot dog.
Look, I'll buy you 50 hot dogs if he wins.
Come on, hot dog!
He got through on the inside. Oh, look at that. He's 4. Now he's 3rd. Look at him go.
I'm nervous, Daddy.
Oh, my. He's got to win. Come on, Motorman. They're in the stretch and he's taking the lead. He's coming away. Motorman wins. That horse will pay 50-1 for our $5 ticket. Why are you crying? Was the excitement too much for you?
No.
Did somebody push you?
No.
Then why do you... Snooks. What is it? Don't tell me. Did you lose it?
Is it lost if I know where it is, Daddy?
No, no. If you know where it is, it's all right.
And then you won't spank me?
Why, of course not. Where's the ticket?
It's in my tummy. I got so nervous, I keep swallowing it.
I'm a bum again. Come on, let's go home.